שלום, אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ג' חלק ט'.
We will be reading from Test, the study of the ten ספירות.
חלק זיווגי הספירות. אנחנו נמצאים בהסתכלות
פנימית. זיווגי הספירות. הסתכלות פנימית, part 9. There is no translation for this text, by the way, so we'll do our best.
והנה נתבהר היטב איך שיש לזון דאצילות.
And it's been properly clarified how zon d'atzilut have two aspects of the upper one, which are nehi d'achapin and abavima. And from that we learn that zon necessarily have two reshimot of galgalta enayim in them, which adhere to the achap of nehi d'achapin, and the galgalta enayim which adhere to the achap of Abba Ve'ima. And you know that there are two kinds of reshimot which are separate from one another, because Galgalta and Naim, which adhere to Abba Ve'ima, come from the Masach Desag, and Galgalta and Naim, which come from Arich Ampin, are from the Masach de Nehi De'ak. But the mainstay of Zon are the Reshimot of Galgalta Enayim, which come from Nehi De'arich Ampin. And the Galgalta Enayim in them, which come from Abba Ve'ima, are the discernment of a diminished illumination. And with that, you can understand the words of the Ari.
So what's he telling us? That the Zon of Atzilut has two uppers, both Abba and Ima and Arich Anpin. Why? Because the Prina is, of course, it'll come out of the Abba and Ima, and in their Katnut, they're related to Arich Anpin, or to Nei De'ak. That's why Zon, supposedly, their Galgalta Enayim is in Abba Ve'ima, and their Galgalta Enayim is in Arich Anpin. Soon we'll see what it gives. Because it has two Reshimot. From them, they came down to the world of Nikudim. Dalet of Mitzumtzam, the roots is Mitzumtzam, and Dalet Gimel. Yes.
Item 10. And in the same way that it was clarified in Zerampin, which has two aspects of Galgalta Ve'enayim, it is the same with Hiznukva, because she, like the Zerampin, her mainstay is Nehi De'arich Ampin, which extend from Nehi De'ak, from the Nehi of the inner Ak. But here, Nehi De'arich Ampin are not considered the superior of the Nukva, but rather only the Zerampin, which clothes Nehi De'arich Ampin, because she comes also in the Nikudim, because there as well she cascaded down from Zerampin the Nikudim, but only as the discernment of Masach de Nehi De'ak, like the Zerampin. Also, she has a root in Achap de Abba Ve'ima, like Zerampin. However, here as well, it is only in the middle of Zerampin, because she also received in Nikudim only from Zerampin. In the same way that there is there are two discernments of Galgalta Ve'ima, Galgalta Ve'enayim in Zerampin, they are drawn from Zerampin to the Nukva, and the two discernments of Achap, one is ascribed to Nehi De'Abba Ve'ima.
Again, please.
Again. And in the same way that it was clarified in Zerampin, which has two discernments of Galgalta Ve'enayim,
one's related to the Abba Ve'ima, one's related to the Arich Anpin. Yes. We don't hear again.
Is likewise with his Nukva, because she as well, like the Anpin, her mainstay is from Nehi De'arich Anpin, which extend from Nehi the inner Ak. But here, Nehi De'arich Ampin are not considered to be the superior of the Nukva, rather only the Zalampin, which clothes Nehida Rechampin, because she also came in the Nikudim, because there as well she was lowered from Zalampin the Nikudim, but only is the discernment of Masach the Nehidak like Zalampin. Also, she has a root in Achap the Abba Ve'ima, like Zalampin. However, here as well, it is only in the middle of Zalampin, because she received from Zalampin in Nikudim as well, only from Zalampin. In the same way that there are two discernments of Galgalta Ve'enayim in Zalampin, two discernments of Achap are also drawn from Zalampin to the Nukva, one from the relation of Nehi De'arichampin and one from the relation of Abba Ve'ima.
Okay, you can hear. What's onward?
11. However, regarding the further discernment of smallness, katnut, of the nukva, there is still no correction which comes to her man, which is attributed to Abba Ve'ima, even though they also integrate with the Chabad Zalampin, as is mentioned above. Because her discernment of Galgalta Ve'ima from Achab the of Galgalta Enaim from Achab the Abba Ve'ima at their source, no correction in Nikudim, no correction reached them, but only at the time of Gadlut. And then, by the Zivug de Yesod Ak, Bepe de Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, there extended a slight illumination, the Zat de Nikudim, and they received the beginning of their formation. However, the beginning of this formation, their inception, was in Gadlut, as is known, because every root of Zon, which has some relation to the Rishimot de Masach de Sag, which is drawn to them from Abba Ve'ima, that mainstay, which is revealed only at the time of Gadlut de Zon, the reality or the existence of Zon from the relation of the Masach de Nehi de'ak was revealed in Nehi also at the time of Katnut, meaning before he seeded the Yesod de'ak, or before the Yesod de'ak seeded them in the secret of Vav and the Dot. Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which integrated then with the Kelim and the Orot de Nehi de'ak, the inner ak, and in Nehi de'ak, Zon have an actual reality in Katnut, before they came to Zivug de Gadlut be Abba Ve'ima. However, in Abba Ve'ima, they have no existence or disclosed existence at the time of the Katnut, but only in the discernment of small illumination, which is not considered actual existence.
Again,
the discernment of Katnut of the Nukva, the discernment of Katnut of the Nukva, no correction reaches her, her man, which are attributed to Abba Ve'ima, even though they are also included with the Achab de Zalampin, because the her Galgalta Enaim from Achab de Abba Ve'ima at their source in Nikudim, no correction reached them, but only at the time of Gadlut, whereby the Zivug de Yesod Ak, Bepe de Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, there extended a slight illumination, the Zat de Nikudim, and they received the beginning of their form. But their inception was immediately in the form of Gadlut, as is known. Thus, the root of Zon, which are attributed to the Rishimot de Masach de Sag, which is drawn to them from Abba Ve'ima, we find that the mainstay of that existence, which is disclosed only at the time of Gadlut of Zon. However, the existence of Zon from the relation of the Masach de Nehi de'ak was disclosed in Nehi, in those Nehi, at the time of Katnut, meaning before Yesod de'ak seeded them in the secret of Vav and Adot, to Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which were included then in the vessels and lights, the Nehi de'ak, which was inner in their body. It follows that Nehi de'ak have Zon of the discernment of actual existence in Katnut before they came to mate in Gadlut with Abba Ve'ima. However, in Abba Ve'ima, they have no disclosed existence at the time of Katnut, rather only when they have slight illumination, which is not considered actual reality, actual existence.
Yes, okay, we'll continue.
12. Therefore, both Ze'ampin and Nukva, their katnut is extended only from the discernments of the Shimot, the Masach, the Nehida'ak, which is imparted to them through Nehida'arichampin. And even though their Zivug was made in Abba Ve'ima, in the secret of three partners, here, it is only because of the order of the cascade of the ten Sfirot de Or Yashar, where Bina is the emanator of Ze'ampin, because she is the cause to it, as is known. And here as well, the Patsufim of Atzilut must cascade down through Abba Ve'ima, even though they come from Arichampin. And this is similar to Nukva in Mochin de Gadlut, which receives from her Ima and not by Ze'ampin, meaning that, like here, the discernment of Katnut she receives from Ze'ampin itself, meaning from his aspect of Katnut, which is extended from Nehidah Ampin. But her aspect of Gadlut, of greatness, which she draws especially from the Rishimot de Sag, from their unity, whose source is in Abba Ve'ima, the Nukva must receive them from Abba Ve'ima. And the Rucha in Ze'ampin, from the discernment of Katnut, drawn from the Rishimot, the Masach, the Nehideak, cannot assist at all in this, because their source, in their source in Nikudim, no existence of Gadlut was disclosed in them, in Vav and Adot, which were included in the Nehidak before they came to the Sadot in the Ped, the Abba Ve'ima, the Nikudim. Here as well, the Nukva cannot receive anything from the Kli and Rucha de Ze'ampin, which is from the discernment of Katnut from the Masach, the Nehidak. Rather, she must receive it through Ima, as is mentioned above. With that, Ze'ampin himself is compelled to join that mating, that zivug. Moreover, he must receive the same mochin as before, and he imparts them to the Nukva. And this too is because in the relation of the ten Sfirot de Or Yashar, Ze'ampin is the emanator and the cause of the Nukva.
So to say that they have same roots, but in terms of the upper, they are the same.
Therefore, the Nukva cannot receive anything, if not from the Ze'ampin who gives it to her. Therefore, even though the Mochin de Gadlut came mostly from Ima, Ze'ampin and Nukva, to both of them, in any case, the Nukva must receive them through Ze'ampin. And in that way, the Mochin de Katnut of Ze'ampin, even though their mainstay is from Arich Ampin, in any case, Ze'ampin cannot receive them, but only through Abba Ve'ima, which are his cause.
Yeah, so to say, according to the degree, Ze'ampin comes in Nukva, and in the two of them, there's the same root in the Nehidak, or in Arichampin.
Yep. 13. And it is clarified that the discernment of Katnut of Zon extend from the Rishimot de Nehi de'ak through Nehi de'arichampin to the Ze'ampin, and through Ze'ampin to the Nukva, meaning from the discernment of Rucha Kadma'a, ancient spirit, which is a part of the Nukva where there is a deposit from the time of Zivug de Gadlut. And then it rose with its Zachap and was integrated in the Zivug de Gadlut there, and the degree of Zivug which came out there due to the additional man of Galgalta Ve'naim of the Nukva, which adhere to the Achap de Ze'ampin, are the part of the Nukva. But she had no way to receive them, therefore they remained in Ze'ampin as a deposit. And this deposit is called Rucha Kadma'a, which is present in Ze'ampin, and later he returns it to the Nukva gradually.
Again.
13. And it is clarified here that the discernment of Katnut of the Zon are drawn from the Rishimot Nehi De'ak through Nehi De'arich Ampin to Zerampin, and through Zerampin to the Nukva, meaning from the discernment of Ruach Kadma, which is part of the Nukva, which he holds as a deposit from the time of his Zivug de Gadlut, when he rose together with his Achap and was included in the Zivug de Gadlut there, and the degree of Zivug, which came out there, due to the additional man of Galgalta Ve'enayim of Nukva, which adhered to Achab de Zerampin, that is part of the Nukva, the portion of the Nukva, but she had no way to receive them, and therefore they remained in Zerampin as a deposit, and this deposit is called Rucha Kadma, which is in Zerampin. And afterwards he returns it to the Nukva gradually. However, with that you must understand that the very same Rucha Kadma'a is entirely from the discernment of the Masach and Rishimot of Nehi De'ak, and even though it came out in Zivug de Gadlut of Zerampin, in any case, this is the degree which is the portion of the Nukva, which came out on her additional man, which adhered to the vessels of Zerampin. Therefore, these man are only the discernment of Galgalta Ve'enayim from the Rishimot de Masach de Nehi De'ak, which are attributed to the Nukva. And in any case, the entire degree, which is called Ruch Kadma'a, is only from this discernment, which is attributed to Nehi De'ak. And understand this well.
So, Malchut of Atzilut, what does it want to say about all of this story? That Malchut of Atzilut is related to Nehi De'ak, and when it comes to correction, all the Nehi of Galgalta will be corrected, and it will be the end of correction. That's the subject. 14.
Item 14. And here you see clearly that Nukva requires two kinds of man, because in order to ascend to receive Mochin de Gadlut from Abba Ve'ima, she needs the discernment of Galgalta Ve'enayim, of the Shimot de Masach de Sag, which extend from Ima, which are a completely different aspect than to the aspect of Galgalta Ve'enayim of her Katnut, which she received from Rucha Kadma'a of Zon, which come from the Rishimot de Nehi De'ak.
The two types of Rishimot totally come from two different sources. Dalet from Gimel from Galgalta and from Atzilut.
כיוון שרק הנוקווה מקבלת מהזיווג הזה של חיצוניות אבא ואמא כדי להעלות החאפ שלה. אבל הזרנפין אינו מקבל משם כלום, כי הוא אינו נצרך לזה, שכבר נתקן בכלים ואורות של הגדלות מקודם לכן. ואם כן, רק הנוקווה הייתה צריכה לעלות למען ולא הזרנפין. ובמתבאר תבין זה היטב.
You understand as well. It's really when the Zerampin gets a mochin and raises its achap, as the achap of Zerampin includes two types of Rishimot, of the Sag and the Nehi De'ak, it's not for sure that the two prinot of the Nukva, of the Sag and of the Nehi De'ak. And if Galgalta Ve'enayim and Sag included in the high spirituality, the upper spirituality, then they would have that.
But to begin with, the Nukva was given only the discernment of Ruach Kadma de Katnut, which is from the discernment of the Rishimot de Nehi De'ak. And therefore, after she was completed in all the degrees of Katnut, meaning that he has nothing more to give her from the degree which came out on the aspect of the additional man, the Rishimot de Nehi De'ak, she already received everything. And then he gives her the discernment of Ruach HaKadma'a, the Rishimot Dasag, meaning from the decree that came out on the discernment of Man, the Galgalta Ve'enayim, the Rishimot Dasag, meaning also the discernment of Katnut alone, because in Achap, because it was not included in his Achap, in his Achap, but rather only Galgalta Ve'enayim alone, which are the discernment of Katnut, so long as they lack their Achap. And even though she is a slight and diminished illumination from the degree of Katnut, he rises there, because of that, to Man, the Abba Ve'ima, and he causes there a Zivug Ab Tzag, which lowers the Heitata'a from the Enaim de Rishimot to Masach the Sag, and then their Achap rise and are completed in all the, their 10 Sfirot from the discernment of the vessels. And this is the secret of Mochin de Mchinot, the Binot Ve'gvorot, which the Nukva receives then from Ima.
Even through Zeranpin, they can get from the Ima to the Nukva. But not that they're doing the Zivugim through that, because it's not related to him, to his qualities.
Not by Zeranpin, meaning that they are the discernment of these man, meaning the discernments of Galgalta Ve'enayim in them, and both the discernment of Gadlut, which is the completion of Achap, by that drop of grace, the Abba, which is not from Zeranpin himself, because his self, the Zeranpin, is only, the essence of Zeranpin is only from the discernment of Masach V'Rishimot of Nehi De'ak. And that's why they are considered, that it's considered that Ima gives them to Nukva.
From him it's not called as receiving, it's just a conduit. That's the way we see that the lights of the world of Atzilut, they come to the Paltzuf itself, and some come to it so that it will go to the Paltzuf below it. And this is the circumstance here.
No, what's that?
Okay, a little more.
Item 19. Item 17.
Sheman tepach alef en mibchinot harishimot demasach denei deak. Animshachot elea.
And the two discernments are termed two mansepach or mansepach. These first months, apart from the discernment of Rishimot, 15, sorry, the, of the degree of the Nehi De'ak, which are drawn to her through Nehi De'ak Ampin and through Zeampin at the time of Katnut. And Mansepach, the second Mansepach, are from the discernment of Rishimot, the Masach, the Sag, which extend to her through the Istaklut Enaim in Chotem Pe, the Dikna, from the discernment below the Shibolet, the Taft, and the discernments of Chotem Pe, the Gufa, and through Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, and through Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut, and not only by the Ampin, meaning that they're not from his discernment. Rather, only from the beginning he takes them, the Zeampin takes them, and he gives them to the Nukva.
In the terms that they are adhered to the Nakde Elyon, the upper, if they are, then they are called man.
Thus you will remember that every man, the meaning of man, is Galgalta Ve'enayim of the lower one when they adhere to the Achap of the upper one. In the manner where the Mansepach, the first Mansepach, are Galgalta Ve'enayim, the Nukva, which adhere to the Achap of the Zeranpin, and the Mansepach, the second Mansepach, are from the discernments of Galgalta Ve'enayim, the Nukva, which adhere to Achap of the Zeranpin. But the first adhere to the Achap, which come from the Rishimot de Nehi De'ak, which are the discernments of Zeranpin himself, and the second, which adhere to the Achap de Zeranpin, come from the Rishimot de Masach de Sag, which are not from the Zeranpin himself.
And Zeranpin passes on to Nukva. Okay, we can't really go on, so we'll stop here. Yes, Danny.
What is the difference if they're adhered or not adhered? They're in Achap but not adhered?
No, there's some that have the chap of Zehanpin that really relates to Nukva and raises the Nukva and gives a connection there and so on. And it's like a conduit. A chap that's serving the Abba Ima and the Nukva, and it's a servant to between in the middle, like a messenger.
So what does it mean that they adhere? They perform some action to adhere?
Chisaron, a deficiency, or he feels the Chisaron himself, and he takes care of Nukva, or he passes the Chisaron to Abba Ve'ima, and gets from them mad, and passes it on to Nukva. We'll keep working on this. Let's read something from the Zohar. Do you have something? Little by little, we have to accustom ourselves to hear Taz. And then, so that's why right now it's like a Sgula.